Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since I intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. And you sit around and you kick the blase flea. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that's hella cheap. Take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep. Try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Tuned in to GEI Radio Freaky Friday Season 2. I am your host, Tone. Got my co-host, GG. What's going on?
Everything is good, man. Welcome back, brother. How you feeling?
Welcome back. I should have put that on there. I should have played welcome back.
You should have. You should have, man. You're slipping. You're slipping heavily. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, it's good to be back. It's good to be back, man. Yeah, man, everything is good. Everything is good here in ATL. You know, I mean, a lot of stuff going on in Georgia, man. I hate to have to mention it, but a lot of stuff going on in Georgia right now. But overall, you know, we're thinking about the positive, man. What's going on your way?
It's even crazy up here, man. You already know the situation that happened on the 6th. So that's pretty much the topic of conversation around these parts, man. It just ramping up security, called in the National Guard. I think the inauguration is, what, the 19th or the 20th? One of them days.
Yeah.
So that's the talk.
It's next week.
Other than that, man, Yeah, next week. Other than that, everything been pretty decent, man. Pretty decent.
Okay. Well, I want to officially invite everybody back to Freaky Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the very first show of the new year and the very first show of the new season. And so, as you guys know, we got some new visuals. We got some new flyers and things like that going on. And we just gave you a little taste, right? So we kind of venturing out and doing some things, man, and experimenting on some things. So we have a lot of fun with it, man. But we're ready to step up the level of intensity of the new season. And so what I mean by that is we have intentionally and deliberately drop certain subjects that we want to go ahead and start doing. So we're going to kick it off tonight. But of course, you know, Tone, you can let them know how they can submit questions and suggestions and things like that. And also let them know, man, how they can tune in and actually get into the conversation for all the new callers.
Definitely. All the new callers, everybody that's calling in, you can call 516-387-1268. You can go to GEI Radio or Freaky Friday Show _ and click the link and listen in online if you don't want to call in. If you want to be on the show, same thing. You can go to Freaky Friday Show _ or GEI Radio. Hit us in the inbox. Let us know. We'll get you on. That's pretty much it, man. Like you said, every Friday, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., we here. We back, season two. I'm excited. I just want to give a big shout-out. We got a lot of great feedback from the show that we did Monday. For those of you that don't know, we did an Instagram Live on the Freaky Friday Show page. And it was dope, man. Again, it was only supposed to be 30 minutes. It ended up almost being 2 hours.
God. And,
yeah, you know how that goes.
I know how it goes, man. We got a lot of great feedback, man.
A lot of people hit the page. A lot of people hit the inbox and was like, you know, dope show, great. Are we going to be doing it every Monday? Was that random? So I don't know. I can't answer that right now. I'm going to have to, man, did you got to chop it up, see if that's something that we want to do. But a lot of people, you know, looking forward to it. So that's dope also.
Yeah, yeah, we can definitely check into that and see if it makes sense, man. But I did have a good time, great feedback. A lot of people was chiming in, and it was cool because, you know, IG is one of those platforms where you really have to engage yourself on that platform just because it reaches so far out, you know. So you have to engage in that platform. Matter of fact, guys, you're on the line right now, you go to Freaky Friday Show _ on IG, and you hit the follow button. I'm going to bless somebody with a $25 Cash App. It's going to be random, and it's going to be the within the first 20 people. All right, so it's got to be within the first 20 people. We'll go through there, and then we'll pick one. So you have until the end of the show to do it. All right? Anything after the show's over, thank you. We'll follow you back. But other than that, $25 Cash App is going to be a random one. So, hey, man, let's jump into this thing, man. I'm ready. I'm ready. And I already know this is good. It's going to be one of those where it's going to turn up pretty quickly, man. Tonight, guys, we're talking about double standards. We're talking about double standards. And I actually, Tone hit me up today, and he was like, yo, let's go this direction. Because I told you guys before, he'll hit me up, and he may just flip-flop the whole thing that we got planned. But he was like, yo, let's dig into double standards. And some of the things that he was talking about I thought was interesting because I wasn't even thinking about that direction. So we're gonna kind of dig in and hit from all angles on this one, man. But, I mean, when we talk about double standards, I mean, what, Tom? We talking about double standards with what men can do and women try to do, or what women try to do and men think they can do? You mean just the back and forth between things between men and women and how they interact?
Yeah, definitely. One of the things, I'm talking to homeboys or homegirls, it's always that one thing, as far as, you know, if a woman sleeps with a couple of guys, she's labeled a hoe or whatever. Like, you know, she's been around or whatever. But if a guy do it, it's celebrated. So it's like, why? You know what I'm saying? Why is it a difference? You know what I'm saying? Why is it like that? Why do we look at it when it's, you know, we both sleeping around? Like, we, you know what I'm saying? We both doing the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I know that the ladies will chime in immediately, so let's go ahead and get a few things off that we can get off. But it's a pretty timely subject, Tone, simply because, you know, what was floating around and went super viral was Steve Harvey's stepdaughter, right? And the way that she chose to date, her dating style, which I didn't really dig into it, like everything that she did, but I just know that the posters were showing, you know, some of the ladies' favorite guys in the industry, whether it's the music industry, whether it's acting, sports, whatever. And so she was, you know, seen with these guys, and she basically openly dates them, or, you know, multiple dates, or, you know, she's not committed, so she kind of does a thing, and she don't mind being seen and out and about. So, like I said, I didn't really get into that much, but I do know that that will cause the whole damn ruckus, especially because she dated Diddy and his son. Now, I don't know if it was at the same damn time or if it was back to back, but it was confirmed that she dated Diddy and her son. Now, I don't even know which son. I don't know if it was Justin. I don't know if it's the Christopher Williams son. I mean, I don't know those details. But, yeah, man, that did cause a ruckus. So it's pretty interesting.
You know what's crazy about it, though? It's like, here's the thing. On one hand, these guys will say that these girls are whatever name they want to call them. But on the other hand, they date them. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Diddy, you had to know that your son messed with the girl, or Diddy's son had to know that the girl messed with her, with his father. So, who fault is it?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, who fault is it? Like, she's a popular girl, so anybody she dated is going to make the news. So, y'all, if we know, they know. You get what I'm saying? So,
yeah, for sure.
It's obvious you still want her, so why does the name come with that? You get what I'm saying? Why does the name come with that if these guys are still willing to wife her? You know what I'm saying? Because I think they say,
yeah.
I think she messed with the actor guy now, the dude from Black Panther. I can't think of his name. But so it's
okay.
Obvious that.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Michael
B. Jordan.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
okay.
It's obvious that these guys want her. You know what I mean? It's obvious these guys waiting their turn. They literally waiting their turn. You know what I'm saying? They waiting their turn. So why call her the names? Why put the names behind?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And you know, to your point, who is actually calling her that? Because, you know, let's be honest about this thing, man. We're talking about the industry, so that's a lot different than Shaquana messing with, you know, Ray Ray. Big Mike, Lil Tone, all them cats, right? So you got to think about it, man. Who's actually calling her that? Because we don't know her, right? We don't know her.
Hey.
We don't know how she moves. We don't know, you know, her personality. We don't know. We don't interact with her. So, you know, when it boils down, it's kind of like, okay, so whose perspective matters? It damn sure ain't all these people that you would probably never meet anyway, or people that you would consider, you know, just followers or fans or people that just kind of keep up with the industry stuff. Honestly, their opinion is not really mattering, right? It's not going to take any money out of their pocket. It's not going to, you know, not allow them to get movie roles or acting roles or, you know, endorsements and things like that. So, you know, anything that has to do with that type of situation, I completely understand how people decide to live their life. You know, you're going to live your life because you're going to be talked about regardless from what people think they know, what people may find out secondhand. Like, none of that really matters, man. So I have a lot of respect for people that live their lives on their own terms. And I truly believe this young lady does. And a lot of people do. I mean, and I'm saying, I'm using the industry because their lives are under a magnifying glass. Let's just be real about it. You know what I mean? So, you know, when they're out and about, paparazzi, whatever, or somebody may think they got some, you know, some good pictures or video, they send that to TMZ, shit like that. So, I mean, they know what comes with the territory.
And who's to say, that, you know, this girl or these girls or even men, like, who's to say that they actually having sex with all these people? It could just be one of those situations. I mean, you think about it. Once you hit a different bracket, like, you're not going to be in the hood dating girls. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to – if you're a millionaire, you're not going to be dating – you know, not saying that there's no, you know, pretty girls or beautiful women in the hood, but, I mean, once you get to a certain status or, you know, whatever, like, it's a safety thing. It's like, okay, everybody knows this guy. Everybody knows this woman. So we kind of cool. You get what I'm saying? So I think
you're not
in the
really
industry –
randoms like that.
Yeah, everybody kind of switch with each other because they all know each other. Like, everybody is a safety thing to me. That's what it seemed like. It's like, okay,
I can see that.
I can date him because everybody know him. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I can see that. Now, I will back up and say, I ain't going to say they ain't fucking, though. I'm sorry. The reason why I say that is, I'm not going to say they're not fucking. And the reason I'm going to say that, and I did mention this on somebody's platform when they talked about, well, you know, she might not be fucking, or who says that she's fucking. Okay, so let's be real. Now, the guys that were, you know, seen with her were Michael B. Jordan. I think Future was one of the dudes, right? And then maybe another actor, maybe an athlete or something like that. Now let's be real, ladies. Because I know you're ready to chime the fuck in, so that's cool. These are guys that women have on their wallpaper, on their cover page. They making memes, photoshopping their head with these motherfuckers. And you know, you would think that they – so if grown-ass women, right, would do certain things to these guys if they had the opportunity – then what you think going to happen when she up close and personal and the vibe is right and, you know, he just as fine, as charismatic as possible and they vibing and they cool? I mean, come on, man. I don't, you know, I'm not going to say that they not having sex. I wouldn't go that far. And I'm not going to say that they are having sex, you know. But what I am going to say is we don't know. We don't know. So for somebody, hey, well, she's probably not having sex. You don't know that. Or they fucking, you don't know that. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to go that far to say what she's not or what she is doing. But the possibilities are there. You know, let's be real. The possibilities are there.
Yeah, and, definitely.
The whole thing with Diddy and her son is an interesting scenario. I mean, because Diddy does have a he has a history, right? He has a history with young chicks, right? Am I right or wrong? So, you know, the whole thing with Cassie and not. So you think he ain't grown ass man ain't trying to get a hold of that? All right, come on. So, but hey, again, we don't know their business. So hey, so while we got you guys on there, let's go ahead and talk about it. Let's talk about the double standard of. And I guess, you know, they like to call it the liberation of the woman, free spirited, you know, being able to not to worry about, you know, the way that she handles herself. If she wants to have sex with guys, if she wants to, you know, just have physical relations with guys, and with no strings attached or no emotions attached, you know, why are they labeled something? Like, they're labeled something. You don't have the name, you don't have to label a hoe, because, I mean, you don't know if she a hoe or not, right? But if she's so sexual liberated and, you know, they like to call that savage because they figure that this is something that women don't particularly do and guys do, but women have mastered it because, you know, they basically hold the cards. And then, like you said, guys, I don't know if guys are really celebrated because you got to admit, Tone, they've been talking about community dick now for the last couple of years. That is not a positive. that is not a positive remark. That is.
They talk about it, but it's not like, you know, it's kind of celebrated, even though they say, you know, dudes thoughts or whatever. You know, the dudes that do that, it's still kind of celebrated. Like, on the women part, on the female part, it's like, you know, put them down. Like, man, you rock with her, or man, she sleep, blah, da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? Like, but with the guys, it's like, oh, he da 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 da, because he's sleeping with this. But it's not looked at like the one. It's not a deal breaker. Yeah, exactly. It's just not looked at the same. It's just totally different on how we view a man doing that and how we view a woman doing it. You know what I'm saying? And that's, it's the same thing. Like, it's literally the same exact thing. Especially if they single. Like, if they single, they can kind of do what they want. You feel what I'm saying? Nobody, if you single, you don't have to be committed to one person if you don't have a man, or, you know, or if you vice versa. If you're a man and don't have a woman, you don't have to be committed to one person. You kind of bounce around and do what you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you can live your life on your own terms. I definitely understand that and respect that. What I'll say, though, you know, for me, it does have a lot to do with maturity and how you want to handle and govern yourself. You know what I mean? There's always going to be some type of connotation for someone who, when we talk about sleeping around, you know, some people go as far as to say being promiscuous. There's some backlash that goes with that. Now, I don't care if you want to say that you're grown, you do what you want to do. I mean, if you fucking around, I mean, chances are that a lot of people are going to see that your stock go down a little bit, right? I mean, when it boils down to it. So let's just be real. You know, so from a guy's perspective, you know, if we may understand that this woman, she's fine, right? She can be fine. She can have a lot of things going for herself and whatnot. But if she is, and especially if she lets you know that, hey, you know what? I do what I want to do when I want to do it. And, you know, can't nobody tell me now. Ain't nobody going to check me. That's not going to stop dude from hitting, right? So that's what it is. However, he may not take that woman as serious, only because when it boils down to it, if you're his woman, he don't want to have you on his arm knowing that, yo, you know what, you know, right before we got together, man, you know, she was wilding. Like, she was doing whatever she wanted to do. I mean, I just feel like it may be, I wouldn't say it's insecure, but I would say that it does have a little bit of selfishness, because, you know, you want to respect the person for who they are and not judge them. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I mean, dude, you're not going to want that, though. I mean, that's just what it is. You can call it ego. I'll take ego, right? But other than that, man, he's not really going to want to wipe that up, man. Not right away. It's going to take a little bit. It's going to take more than that to, you know, make him want to really settle down with that situation. Is that an ego thing, though? Is that an insecurity?
Not really. I mean, that's understandable. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to keep going to spots and people pulling you up like, yo, I used to, you know what I mean? Or I used to do this, or shorty used to be off the chain. Like, you know what I mean? You don't want to. That's a deal breaker right there. You don't want that. So I could definitely understand that, you know what I'm saying, that can come back to, you know, mess up relationships if you were that type of person to be out there like that. especially if you in that if you in a city where everybody know everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
People come to you and be like, man, I used to. You don't want to hear that, you know what I mean? Or a woman don't want to hear that either. You know what I mean about her man? Like she don't want to hear that. If all the girls in there be like, oh, you mess with him? He used to. It's like, nah, I'm good. I'm gonna move on.
I don't know though. I think that's the double standard that we're dealing with because, you know, a lot of ladies are like, okay, you know, yeah, you did that or you guys did that, but he's mine now. You know what I mean? And it took a bit like me to get in his life and have him ready to, you know, shut shit down and all that. So that is the double standard. That's a legitimate double standard.
I think women can handle that part way better than men because they already think that you're doing that anyway.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
pre-calculated.
So they handle that way better than. We ain't going to be like, yeah, she was a hoe, but she mine now. Like, we ain't saying no. We not saying nothing like that.
let's be truthful. Callers, come on, just press one. If you want to jump in this because I know you got stuff you want to say, but let's also look at it to where there's certain instances where it's still okay. I mean, take the Kardashian situation, right? Like, I don't know if she really did all those things with all those guys. I mean, who really knows? I don't know. You got Superhead, you know what I'm saying, Corinne Steffens. I mean, guys are still wanting these women on their side and, you know, hey, this is my lady type situation.
Well,
but again, I mean,
millions of dollars is different. It's a difference when you can benefit from, like, being with those girls, no matter, you know, what you think about them, like, you're going to benefit because they are – very, very, very rich and wealthy and very, very popular. So just one of them girls saying that they mess with whoever they mess with is going to bring attention. It's going to bring magazine covers. You're going to be talked about on every news station. So it brings something. So if I'm a guy that's trying to get into entertainment or I got something going on and
right.
I'm not as big as them, then I look at that as a
right.
plus. But if we regular people, you know what I'm saying? You work at Target. I work at Walmart. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I'm good on that. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not a win.
That's
not
a win.
That's
not a win.
We got a caller though. Let's get this caller on. 8554 GI Radio, you on?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Yes.
Good.
You are it is a double standard for real, because you are right. Women, although we know you were community teen, we knew it when we got with you, because we researched and figured out who, you know, the exes were, or the what thought they were the exes were 4 or 5 times back. But he's different with me. I can make him different. And so that's how we look at that. The difference for you all is you all don't think you all are quick to say you can't make a hoe into a housewife. We are the exact opposite. We believe we can change. So
right.
That's where the double standard comes in, is we come into it with a different mentality. We come into it with, I can change him. I can make him better. To Tone's point of, I might have had a higher body count than he would have liked, but what I come with is something that is very valuable to him that he couldn't get from the person with the lower body count.
Right.
So
yeah.
It becomes, and this is where I think men can be very rational. It truly becomes a business decision at that point. Well, wait a minute. If nothing else,
yep.
People are going to say my name because I'm with her.
Right.
So,
okay. Yeah.
Is it worth it? And that's generally if they're trying to do something. It, like Tone said, if you're just trying to be the regular guy, you don't want that much attention brought to you, that's not the chick that you're going to rock with, because it's going to, by default, bring attention to you.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, women think the same way. I know all of these women that he used to be rocking with are going to be checking me now, trying to figure out why, how I got him, and they're not still with me.
Right.
Not understanding that a lot of times, you know, men have expiration dates after they go on the first date with you. They already know what it's going to be.
That's good. And that puts it in perspective. So, caller, since you're the first caller of 2021, we appreciate you first and foremost. So thank you. Let's run this by you since we have a lady here to get a woman's perspective. So how do you feel, or what are your thoughts about the young lady dating the father and dating the son? Is that a big deal? Do you think that there was some sexual activity involved for both of them with both of those men?
Absolutely. I think there was some sexual activity done with both of those men. You got to know who the men are.
Right, right. Yeah.
I mean,
you got to know that's what comes with the territory as well, right?
With that particular, because, I mean, never in the history of that particular man has any woman that has been publicly seen with him can say, no, we were celibate. That has never been said by any of them. It has been he was dealing with me while he was dealing with her and her and her, and we got kids that are 3 and 4 months apart from each other. But
right
past
now,
that,
you think,
now
that,
I would not have.
Do y'all think it could have been a situation where she used the son to get to the daddy? Because it ain't easy getting to somebody that's a billionaire. I mean, even if you're a millionaire, like them guys.
Well, when
are
your
on
daddy
number.
Is well, but when you're but see, her daddy got something that he doesn't have. You got to remember that he can go into anybody's house and nobody is looking at him sideways because of his past. We don't really know his past. We know. The father that she was dating's past. I mean, we know it. So, people will be okay with him to an extent, but you're not gonna be on daytime TV. You're just not. So it wasn't that hard to get to him. You run in the same circles after. Billionaires, they're not too many black billionaires, period. But they're not that many black millionaires either. So they all kind of play in the same club. They all party together. So you know who she is. You've known who she is for years.
Yeah.
You knew who her mama was.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I do want to dead that so we move forward. But the last thing I have to say about that is one of the weirdest things about that situation is, first of all, I don't know which son. Caller, do you know which son it was?
It was the oldest of his biological son, not the son that he adopted by the other, by the singer that,
Okay. Right, so I think Justin is the next one, right?
Correct.
I think his name is Quincy.
That's a whole different story.
Right?
Then that's the adopted child. So there's no.
Oh.
That's Albie Shore's son.
Right, Albie Shore. That's right. So not even knowing those facts right there, but. Let's just say that it was the biological, right? So she's coming over to the house, right? So you might run into that. You might see dad. You might have gave dad a hug. You might have had dinner or hung up. So that's what makes it really, really weird to me.
Oh, it's
Tone,
absolutely
is
foul.
That, you know, that you see. And then, of course, you're asking your son. Your son is divulging information to you that, you know, he hit or maybe when he hit and if it was good and what she did. And so now it's kind of like, yo, this dude is calculating and processing this data to where if he has an opportunity, then, you know, he already has an idea of you know, what's what. And then I don't even know, is she in her mid-20s yet? Is she like 22, 23?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, she's
so
in
even
her
if,
mid-20s.
Even if, so she's in her mid-20s, so, and I don't know when this was, but she had to be, I mean, Diddy is 40-something, right?
Early 20s.
So,
yeah.
Oh, so early 20s,
he's
right?
Older.
So Diddy is 47. Mm-hmm. Diddy got a dub over
the kid her age.
Right. So that's what makes it really, yo, that's crazy. But anyway,
well, it's weird and it is crazy for a variety of reasons. But she is an example of some when the man already knows there's an expiration date. This is just something to play with.
Yeah, I mean she's definitely doing things on her own terms. You know, so
well, she's doing things on her own terms, but there's no way he's gonna take that. He's not gonna wife that. That's something to play with.
Right. Yeah. And that's kind of what we were talking about a little bit in the beginning. But hey, caller, thanks for popping things off. See what you did, you know, spark some more things. but we definitely appreciate your perspective. And thanks for jumping off the show with the callers, man. Appreciate you.
No problem. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Indeed. Oh, man, yeah. Listen, man, we're going to have to move forward, Tone, because that subject right there, man, we can deal with that all night long. And
We got another caller. We got another caller.
Yeah,
everybody start chiming in now. 1338, GI Radio, you on?
Caller, are you there?
Okay.
Going once? All right.
Maybe she didn't mean to hit the button. But yeah, that topic right there, that's one of those topics. It's weird. That's a weird situation. But, you know, again, like we said, I mean, if she's not committed, if she's not in a relationship with anybody, then she can kind of do what she wants. She, you know what I mean? She could, you know, some people might not agree with it, but she's not committed to any one of those guys. So she could do what she wants.
And you got to look at the community. You got to look at the community that is actually judging the situation, man. We're talking about mainly the people of color. I would honestly have to say that probably in the white communities, it is not ostracized as much. I mean, they just be flipping, flopping, swapping out husbands, and just all kind of shit, you know, that goes on in the white folk sector in the industry. And it's kind of just understood that's how it goes. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I guess an example would be, the Hilton girl, Paris, maybe her, maybe that would be an example, or Lionel Richie, Nicole Richie or something like that. I'm pretty sure that they, you know what I'm saying? They move and shake how they want to shake and, you know, without any commitments and kind of deal with guys that they want to. And it's just kind of understood. Like, okay, you know, that's what they do. That's Hollywood. But, you know, you have this sister here that's kind
of. People got to understand, too. You got to think, like, a woman or a man, if you're an attractive man or woman and you can pretty much date whoever you want, you going to. You in your early 20s, like, you about to go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you in the circles with everybody you've seen on TV, all the, if you're a woman, it's the actors, the rappers. If you're a man, it's the actresses and models. And, yeah, you about to go crazy through your whole 20s. You about to run through your whole 20s going crazy with that much power.
That is possible.
Not only power, but money. You know what I'm saying? These people are wealthy. So, yeah, it's just a whole different world. That's a whole different world.
It's a whole different world, man.
I'm going to jump into I'm going to jump into the
let's
next
move on.
Thing. And it's, this is a good one. Is good sex a get out of jail free card? Meaning, how many times have you forgiven someone you should have left because the sex was good?
That's ice cold right there, man. That's ice cold. Callers, don't get shy now, because it was easy topic to talk about somebody else and their indiscretions, right? When you start having to evaluate, well, shit, you know what? I let Marcus, you know, get away with a lot of shit because, you know, he had a big dick. Or, you know, I let Tanya get away with some shit because, yeah, she, you know, she had that WAP. So you have to start thinking back and reflecting about some shit you kind of let pass, right? You kind of gave some grace to, right? And I would have to say that's real, man. I think that happens. Even at whatever age, you know, you can play around and say, well, yeah, when I was younger and I ain't know better, and he was the first one to pop a cherry and make me bust. You could play that game all day long, but that's some bullshit, right? Because even today, right, even today, there's some that you like, shit, you know, she always put it down, like, guaranteed. So I ain't want to lose that. You know what I'm saying? Or dude, you're like, you know, hey, he could make me squirt or, you know, whatever. And I ain't never had nobody like that. So I gave that motherfucker some grace. So, yeah, man, that's real. You know, I don't care what anybody's trying to tell me on that. That's real. I think that happens even to this very day. And it doesn't have to be to the extreme of the way they just did some harsh, disrespectful shit to you, but it still could be a situation where, you know, some shit that you don't really give a pass for, right? You really don't let people get by with, you know what I'm saying? But because of this, and I don't want to get that up, at least not yet, then hey, you know what? I'm gonna let that shit slide, man. I'll pick and choose my battle.
It's a lot of people, it's a lot of men, it's a lot of women that's in bad relationships because of good sex. And that's just real. Like, that's
that
literally what it is. They are in bad, not happy. I mean, you know, sexually they're happy, but everything else is horrible. But they won't let that go. So
they won't let
I'm pretty
go.
Sure everybody on that. This, everybody on this phone, yeah, everybody on this call, everybody, Then did it. Like, we all done did it. You know, we all done been in situations where it's like, this is just horrible, but the sex is jumping. So, like, I'm going to put up with that for a little bit until, you know, I find something
right.
Better or equal.
I'm going better or equal. And we're not even talking about the emotional ties to that, right? We didn't even get into that, and we're not going to. But one thing that I will say that I think is very interesting is, you know, a lot of times when you have that partner that is a very dependable sex partner, right? They're very dependable, meaning, you know, it's always good or it's usually good. You know, you're going to get off. You don't have to worry about him busting in 2-3 minutes. You don't have to worry about her being dry. All of that stuff, right? I find it interesting that when you break up with that individual, right, you break up with that individual and you move on, or you attempt to move on, that last person becomes your maintenance person. Yo, is anybody hearing me on this motherfucking radio tonight? I just dropped a bomb on your ass. That last individual that was dependable sex, right? They were Now, it doesn't matter what happened. Like, yeah, they may have cheated on you, or yeah, they may have done some shit. Like, I'm not talking about domestic or, you know, do something to your kids or shit like that. Let's not go that far. But I'm just saying that you guys decide that you're not together for whatever reason, and you got no job, or you know, she didn't want to work, and whatever it is, right? And then you venture off to deal with someone else, right? And then that person either doesn't work out, or you're just casually dating. But this last motherfucker, even though y'all broke up, is now your maintenance motherfucker. Tony, am I talking crazy? Or does that make any sense?
No, you're making perfect sense.
Okay. And that's just something that I really – and the thing about it, I might have been that guy. I mean, I don't know. I don't think so. But maybe sometime in my life, I might have been that guy and not know it, because the conversation, it doesn't necessarily going to be, well, you know, I'm kind of dealing with these guys right now, but in the meantime, I need you to top me off. It might have went that way, but I'm just saying I didn't have that conversation. But I truly believe that the ex or an ex is typically the maintenance person. They know you, you're comfortable, you're reliable in that, you know, of course, in that window or whatnot. But yeah, man, I think that's some real shit that people have to be real about. So, comes along with what you said. You know, you can get away with a lot of shit with some good dick, some good pussy. You can get away with some things.
Facts. Now, let me ask you this, because this is another one. Again, if you want to chime in, press 1. We can get you on. It's a saying. Somebody said this to me. Like, you always can go back and get sex from your baby's mother or baby's father. Is that true?
I don't think that is true. You know, there's always some exceptions to the rules. I think that, but what I will say is, because you have to take in consideration how the child came about. Like, you know, some shit is an accident. Some shit may be rape. You know what I'm saying? Or some shit may have been just some shit that, you know, shouldn't have happened, but it happened and they didn't have the heart to abort the baby. So, you know, those are exceptions to the rules to where, you know, they won't never see that motherfucker ever again in life. But what I will say is, if two people were together for that time period, or, you know, they did have sex together and then, you know, it was understood that she was pregnant and stuff like that, there is a bond there. I think that there is a bond that you will have forever. Now, whether you act on it, that's completely up to you. Like I said, there's exception to the rules, because some is like, motherfucker, I ain't never want to have no kid with you anyway. So once the kid was here, once I found out that, you know, I was pregnant, or once I found out I got her pregnant, then, you know, hell no, you know. But for those that have maybe been in a relationship, or those that have came together and had a kid together, I think there's a short window of where, you know, they kind of feel like, hey, you know, we can kind of go back. We've been there already. We've had a kid together, because that's, you know, one of the most serious things that you can get out of a sexual encounter is having a damn child, right? So I think there is something there, man. But, you know, it definitely doesn't apply to everybody. It's not guaranteed.
So being with somebody for 10 years with no kid, right, and being with somebody 10 years with a kid, that is a different bond?
Yeah, for sure, because you got to understand the creation. You two created life together, right? So that's an extension of both of you, right? So there's certain – when you see what you've created, you know, and you already have that bond with that child, it's almost impossible not to think about what it took for that child to get there. Now, again, if you hate that motherfucker, then, hey, that's something. But if you're talking about actually creating a child together, there's some additional emotional things that come with that, man. Indeed. Just as two parents. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. I can feel that. I can see that. I mean, because you tied to that person forever anyway. Like,
yeah.
You know, y'all tied together forever. So, yeah, that's just one of the things, one of the conversations I was having a couple of days ago. And I'm like, a part of me was like, I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, like, I'm like, I don't know. Like, when a woman say she done, you know, most of the time she move on. But then a part of me was like,
done.
That. Yeah. I know some homeboys that still, you know, that can still do that.
Still got access.
Even though, yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like, man, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I think the emotional part of that, possibility of being a whole family, the possibility of raising a child together, you know, and then, you know, actually being with the person that you created the child with. I think that, you know, I think emotionally that's kind of how that can get tied in to it. But, you know, it's definitely case by case. But I did want to run something by you, Tony, and the callers. And this is completely off. It's a double standard, but it's completely off the double standards we were talking about. I want to talk about the double standard of men having roommates, right? Their living arrangements as roommates versus women having roommates, because, you know, it's pretty known when women are like, you know, who you stay with. Like, that's one of the things that they say, man.
Yeah.
Like the audacity, right? Who stay with you? You know what I mean? I think that's a pretty bold question right off the top to talk about somebody's, you know, living arrangements like that. But something like that,
I can dig it, though.
Come back with something, man.
I can dig it. I can understand why a woman would ask who you live with, because if she want to come over and get comfortable, you know, a woman can't get comfortable with another man just walking around in the house. You know what I'm saying? You got to be in the room. So I wouldn't have no. I mean, you know, I've had that question asked to me, you know, before. You know, I wasn't always married, but I never got offended by that question because I understood it. Like, you know, if she want to come through, she don't want three. You know, like let's say you got two roommates, y'all watching TV.
Uh-huh.
They in the kitchen loud, or they are coming up down, you know, so I can understand why she was, I can understand.
I don't, because number one, why are you asking about my living arrangements, right? Now, I can understand if you want to, you know, try to put it to where it's just casual conversation, you know, they'll probably make a joke. Do you stay with your mama, some shit like that? I understand that. But at the same time, if I did have a roommate, right? Let's say I got two damn roommates, right? I got two roommates. Now, I may live in a 5,500 square feet estate, right?
Yeah.
So my roommate be on the left wing and the right wing, and I stay in the middle wing. You'll never see them. So why would I divulge that type of information like that when it's like, I mean, I just think that it's judgmental. I don't think dudes really ask that. I don't think I've asked that question. I don't ask,
because we don't,
you know,
care.
Who stay with you, or do you stay by yourself? Right.
We don't care. They can
we
live
don't
with
care.
Their mother. They can have five roommates. We don't care. You get what I'm saying? Like, we don't care. But women are a little different. I mean, and again, I can understand that why they ask that question. You get what I understand why they ask that question, because, I mean, just think about it. Like, if you got two, if it's three guys in the house, you know what I mean, you and your two roommates, what if one day she wanted to come over with just a trench coat on or anything? She got to call and make sure your friend's not out in the living room. You know what I'm saying? So it changes. It changes
man.
The things that she can do, you know, the, you know, things she can do for you. So I don't think that a woman should not date a man because he got a roommate. You know, you never know what he's saving for. You know what I'm saying? So, but I can understand her asking that question. I wouldn't get offended.
If I had roommates, let's just say that I was in a ranch style house, right? And I did have two roommates. I'm still going to make arrangements if we have stuff going on. First of all, there's not going to be any pop-ups, right? So I'm just talking about me. So I understand you
have
the trench coat situation, all that, but you know that should be further down the line, and by that time you kind of understand what's going on. I'm just saying I ain't divulging that type of information right off top because it may not even go anywhere, right? So I'm not going to tell you what I got going on in my household. But if I did have roommates, then we're going to make arrangements, man. It's not going to be like, hey, shorty's over here, right? And then dude coming out in his drawers, so I'm going to my bath with the dick print, right? And then the other dude, because he got a chick in there, and she going ham because he drilling it, right? So now old girl uncomfortable. Like, it's not even going to be that type of scenario. But my point is, I do know that it's a double standard, because if a guy just says, you know what, yeah, I do have a roommate, she's already like, oh, okay, X. Right? But you don't know what that situation is. He may be a duplex. He may be a penthouse. It may be an estate. And who wants to have to explain all of that off rip? Because now you're getting to know what my arrangements are. And I don't want you to know that.
But, again, like you said, that's the double standard. Like, we don't.
Oh, yeah, for
that,
sure.
That type of stuff don't bother us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we here for you. We come in. I don't care if it's 20 girls in here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm coming in there.
I don't mind.
I'm coming in there for you. Yeah, I don't mind. You know, yeah, definitely don't mind. But I'm coming in there for you. I think women think a little different. And I think sometimes a lot of women kind of mess themselves up with good guys like that. You know, some of the women that be like, oh, you got a roommate, X. Because, again, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know why they doing that. Some people do live together to save money to open up a business. You know what I mean? I've done it. I've went back with my parents and me and my wife saved bread and opened up a, you know, an event center. So don't know, at least get an understanding of what they doing before you ask them. You know what I'm saying? Get an understanding of why they live with their parents or why they got a roommate. You know what I mean? It could be something bigger. You know what I mean? They could be doing something real major. You know, sometimes
you need that cushion. You need that backup.
Yeah, definitely.
What I will say is what the women are already thinking, because I already know, they want to know if he has a roommate in case it's the ex, right? They want, hey, do you live with your baby mama? Do you live with your ex? So you know, I'm not going to even knock that part. I get that, right? But off rip, man, it's always funny just to see how the presumptions come, man, and what conclusions they jump to. But, I mean, nevertheless, it's a double standard anyway. You know, it's definitely
what's funny?
A double standard anyway.
You know what's impossible? I live, me and my homegirl, I stayed with my homegirl for about 4 months.
Yeah.
And it was impossible to get a date. Like, it was literally impossible. Because nobody would believe that was my homegirl. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, that's your girl. Or it's impossible. So a man and a woman living together, nobody's going to go for that. Nobody.
Yeah,
that's
across the board. Yeah. Opposite sex roommates is a hard sell. That shit ain't going down or never went down. You know what I mean? And I'm going to say this. I don't care if he's the goofiest looking motherfucker ever or if she is, you know, whatever, maybe not his type or not your type or whatever. You just automatically think in the back of your head one night, one lonely damn night, one lonely damn rainy night, you know what I'm saying? She was feeling some type of way and his ass came in and, you know, had the Issey Miyake on or had the Creed and the shit was a wrap. You know, she was in a drought. You know the story. I was in a drought, and, you know, at least I knew him. You know what I'm saying? And God forbid, he had his best night in his career and knocked the bottom out. You're not going to forget that. You're not going to forget what he was working with that one night. So the opposite sex roommate is a hard sell, Tone. So you just gotta, that's just something that you just gonna have to eat that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it don't even matter because if she's so adamant about, no, we're just friends, we're cool, he even knows my boyfriend, I know his lady, blah, blah, blah. Women are so smooth with it. I'm like, I ain't believing that, man. Like, that's her homeboy. I mean, that's her homeboy. She's gonna look out for him. So, yeah, that's a tough one, man.
Hey, yeah, definitely.
If they that insecure, if they going through all that, then hey, they definitely ain't worth the time, man, because shit gonna get worse.
But you know what? I'm gonna be honest. Even still, like, man, men don't care, dog. Like, oh, that's your home. Okay, cool. Because again, in the beginning, it's just like, in the beginning, it's pretty much just getting sex. That's it. Until the conversation starts and you realize a person got stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? Then that's when you start getting a little, you know, a little bit more serious. But in the beginning, ain't for men. I don't know how I go for women, but for men, I don't care. You okay? That's your homeboy. All right, cool. Don't make me no never mind. Like I don't care. Until we start kicking it, then it's like, yo, I need to get you up out here. You know what I mean? You know, yeah. Then everything changed. Like, yeah, I need to get you up out of here. Like, you know, he can have this place by himself. He can come with me. Yeah, definitely.
Right. I give you that definitely. One, man. Definitely at that point, you're like, yo, all right. Or if anything, she never over there. You know what I mean? Go grab you some panties. You know what I'm saying? A couple pair of socks. Bring that fat ass back over to my spot. So, yeah, I feel you on that. I definitely feel you on that. Yeah, man.
I got one more before, because we going to stick this season two. We going to stick to the time. We going to try to stick to the time this season. I'm pretty sure we're going to go over a couple times, but that's one of our goals, is to try to stick to the time. But I do have one more, and I hope the ladies can chime in real quick and give us a quick answer before they get off the phone. It is, do women pay for sex? Or have you ever paid for sex? You know, women trick off? Like, everybody know guys, they always say guys trick off, but do women do it?
Just remember, we don't know who you are. It's completely anonymous. So we ain't judging, we're not going to try to figure out your number or nothing like that. Do women trick off? Sure. I think so. Now, when you say trick off, do you mean like they call in a male escort?
I'm saying all right. So just say a woman wanted to talk to you. She gonna take you shopping. She gonna buy you what you want.
That's what I thought. Yeah. She's definitely gonna invest in a dude, because she knows typically he may not be attracted to her in that type of way. So there's certain things that she's gonna have to, you know, just like men overcompensate. I think there's some women that overcompensate. Like, you know what, I might not have the best shape, I might not be the prettiest I can be, whatever, but I got that bank, motherfucker. So look, I'm gonna take you and get you a massage. I'm gonna go ahead and get you out of them damn shoes, put you a suit on, nice fedora. You know what I mean? And how your ass looking clean. Ain't nobody willing to do that for your black ass. Right? Yeah, I think that happens all day, every day. That being said, let's get that caller on here.
Yeah, they ain't going to tell that truth. That's a different truth. But I think all women do it. I do. I think women that's... it ain't even got to be a situation where they not attractive. I just think when women got it, if they see something in you, they going to look out for you. You know what I'm saying? They going to treat you. It's not a big deal to them because they got it. But we do have a caller, 8554.
Yes,
Radio, you
women
on?
Do it. Yes, women do it.
Okay. Appreciate that.
That's a no brainer. Anytime you have to say, how did she get him?
Right, there you go. There you go. Yeah. How did she get? Yes. Right. You looking at Buddy and you looking at her, you know, just like the memes.
And it doesn't match.
It got to make sense. Yeah.
So she couldn't just be a nice person.
No.
But she had to do a little bit more for him to want to find out if she's nice or not. She has to do a little bit more. Like, we know that guys do it, so we don't need to have that conversation, right? We see the mismatch all the time, right? But
all
like
the time.
Said, so, I mean, you know, hey, there's some guys that, hey, they know where that next meal coming from.
Yeah, like there's some guys that are completely financed by women, like, and they, you know, they might have a Monday chick that pays the water bill, a Tuesday chick that pays the power bill. Wednesday and Thursday, they go in half on the rent or the mortgage, and then, you know, Saturday and Sunday, they out looking for the you know, backups to the backups. I mean, I know some men who do that, and they are
right.
They've been doing this for years.
They made a career out of it.
They made a career out of it. Like, they really should pass out business cards because
that seems like a lot of work.
I'm in awe. Well, that's a lot of work for you, Tone, because you're married and you're like, I ain't got to do all of that. But for
right.
but for the one that doesn't want the commitment of one woman, and
yeah.
he doesn't want to be a provider, he wants to be provided for. So he provides them a service that they otherwise would not get. Because
yeah.
they wouldn't have somebody that looks like him going to this place or that place with them. And so now
yeah.
they, you know, they put a little bit on the gas bill every now and again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, man. That does happen. That does happen. And being here in ATL, man, I see a lot of mismatches, and I don't want to go into that too much, but when I moved here, I moved here in the early 2000s, right? And I moved here out of the military, right? And so moving here out of the military, it was a whole other world, right? Because in the military, of course, everybody handling their own, all the women, independent, all the men, independent, all the marriages, you know, they whatever works for them, two working adults in the household. So people, you know, that was tradition. When I got down here, and I just start seeing these amazingly beautiful women with these strange-looking guys. And the reason why I say strange-looking guys is because, listen, man, you know, Atlanta has a lot of nice women, like nice-looking women. Like, you know, they come here from all over the place, Cali, Florida,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, Chicago, Texas, you know, all of that. And so I'm looking at women that look like Essence magazine chicks, you know what I mean? America's Top Model, thick versions, though, right? And so typically where I'm from, they like their match aesthetically, right? So if she's super pretty or whatever, she might be tall, she might want a taller guy or athletic build guy or a swole motherfucker, whatever. But these women out here just looking like, you know what I'm saying, 9s and 10s are with these weird looking guys, right? But I'm looking at these weird looking guys and like, well, damn, I'm like dressing fly as hell. And they're walking around the mall with bags, right? They're walking around in the mall with a bunch of bags. And I'm not talking about the dollar store bags, right? I ain't talking about, the little spots over there where you can get gum and tablecloth and shit like that. They was walking around here with some real bags, Nordstrom's and all that other stuff. And I'm just like, yo, she ain't paying for that. Right? She not paying for it because he holding all the bags. So I just learned a little bit that, you know, some people pay to play, man. Moral of the story is people still pay to play.
Yeah.
That is a fact. And
now,
and women that you would think wouldn't have to pay to play, pay to play.
That's what that was my next question. Like, I can understand somebody not being, not feeling that they are attractive, or they couldn't get a certain person, so they like, look, I'll pay you a bit, whatever they had to do to get them, that's their thing. But the attractive women, you know what I mean? That's do the attractive women pay? That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
And I'm
the attractive and the extremely successful. They absolutely pay to play. Because it makes life easier.
Sure.
You gotta think about it. For especially a woman that, you know, in the Fortune 500 executive world or a successful entrepreneur. There's a certain standard, a certain level that a man needs to be on to be in those circles. So they need to at least look the part. Now, those circles, again, like I was saying, you know, somebody was saying about the those circles are small. So you got to bring somebody new that they don't, nobody knows. So it's like, who is that? Who is that? Who is that? But he looks the part.
Mm.
And then on the entrepreneur side of the world, you can't afford to have somebody that's going to be taking you through a whole bunch of emotional changes, because emotional changes will affect you being able to make money as an entrepreneur. You got to be creative. You got to be flexible. You got to do all of those things that as an entrepreneur and a single woman as well. So you need to have somebody that you know is going to be here when they're supposed to be there. And they're there for a reason. They have just as much to lose by not playing the game as you. So they pay to play. And it just makes life simpler.
Well, there it is.
Yeah.
There's a very, very, very well, in Atlanta anyway, she's very well known. She has a food business. She's and they're popping up all over the city. She has somebody that you would not think she would be with, because he has nothing. Looks good, but has nothing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
If you knew, you'd be like, wait a minute, why? That's why.
Gigi, you better get out there, man. It's big money out there.
Whoa, hold up, man. Wait a minute. Hold up. how
go get that money, Gigi.
Like, I need that, man. I am the money, man. I am the money.
Okay.
Bro. You know what I'm saying? So that ain't no issue.
No, I don't think Gigi could do it, because Gigi is too well known. Gigi, they have to have somebody that nobody knows.
Hey, listen. Hey, thank you, caller, because I'm trying to figure out how this brother talking to me like this, man. We got to change the whole show up.
Nah.
We have to change the show to The Audacity. that's gonna be the new show.
He's too well known. Folks might recognize. Wait a minute, weren't you on this? Or didn't you do that? And so that's not. They don't need that.
Hey,
they need somebody that nobody knows that they can build.
Gigi
ain't that good.
Hey, caller, listen. Go to the Freaky Friday show. Inbox your Cash App, right? I got you. this caller is the winner.
To play, see? Starting
this
all right.
Caller is the winner. There you go. Good job. This caller is the winner right here. I got you. But all right, caller, so we appreciate that. We're going to wrap this thing up. Tone, I do have to say this on that subject, though. When we talk about paying to play, when we talk about paying and whatnot, it doesn't have to be a cash-to-hand exchange. Right,
yeah,
I think
definitely.
That's something that we should make sure this is clear. Yeah, it don't have to be a cash to hand. It could be, hey, you know, they taking care of stuff, or they, you know, gifts and things like that. So I think people kind of get caught up when they think about if somebody's actually paying for sex or paying to play or whatnot. It don't necessarily have to be that $40 everybody's talking about, but it is definitely some transactions that are going down to that, where that person is looking forward to it. And if it doesn't happen, then, you know, it's like a breach. It's a breach.
Gotcha. We got one more caller. Let's get this caller on.
Right.
Then we can close it out. 2748 GI Radio.
Hey, it's Candy. How y'all doing? And Happy New Year.
Hey.
Happy New Year.
You're like Candy. Hey, I know you got some good stuff, right? I know you got something for us, though, Candy. Come on with it.
You answered my question. My question was, did it have to be money? But I mean, I think I kind of fit in that category. I've definitely paid in the sense of no, I'm not paying bills and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I did take an ex out on a date one time because, like, really, I just wanted to fuck. And, like,
okay.
I knew if I hit him on those types of tones, he would have still said yes, but it would have been like, okay, well, if he said yes to me, it would have kind of opened up the door to he can hit me up anytime, and I just wasn't about that life.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I took him out.
So you made
nice
it, you made
spot.
It, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. So you make it transactional, right? It's kind of like, look,
right.
I did this for you, right? So, hey. Bring the dick on, right? Super hard. What did he take care of you?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me ask her this.
That understanding wasn't there though. It wasn't like I'm gonna take you out. You're gonna come home. It was just
right.
We went
you
out.
Just set,
I
you
wore
just set
everything that highlighted what he likes. Yeah, you know, just
mm-hmm.
I made it where he wanted to come back.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask you, did you say the line that guys say, like, yeah, this meal was 200, so I'm going to your place, all right?
Oh, Tone, come on, man.
Tone, I know you've been married for a minute, but no.
That's what women say guys be saying. Like paying for drinks and want to come home with them, and paying for food and want to come home with them.
Maybe some room, motherfuckers, man, but that ain't the standard.
No, that don't work. I just kind of, you know, like I said, I knew what he liked. I dressed the way he liked. You know, we had some dancing, some alcohol. So it wasn't really nothing to convince. It was just like, what you got to do after this. You got to end the night right.
Yeah, you got to end the night right.
Exactly.
That's it. Now, did he stay overnight to where you guys had a couple of rounds? How did it work towards the end, though?
No, we had a couple of rounds, but no, there's no spending the night if we're not together.
Get your ass down like that.
Sorry.
Get your ass up. Okay.
I'll heat the leftovers up for you.
Good looking out. Good looking out. Tone, it's unfortunate we got to end this show because I really wanted to dig into the overnight stay. Who gets to stay? Who has to go? We're gonna have to roll that one back next week, man. We're gonna have to roll it back.
I would feel real bad if I had to get out.
Why?
Nah, man, it's understood. If you never spend the night, man, this ain't no. Yeah, if you're not spending the night.
But if y'all are not
basis,
together, that's not what it is, and you know that's not what it is. So, you know, yeah.
Women,
I ran your bath
women,
water.
Rude.
Yeah, they still savage, man.
No, brutal. Not
really
rude. It's not rude.
Oh, brutal.
No.
I was like, that's rude.
No, not rude. Just brutal.
Nah,
I'm going to run your bath water. You can leave now.
Yeah, man. Actually, I mean, is that a bad deal, though? Is that really a bad deal? I mean, now he doesn't have to make an excuse.
I guess you can
getting a couple rounds out of the deal. I mean.
Yeah, I mean,
I
you ain't no good
exchange.
No more anyway. Cause, yeah, that's all good, man. That's match made in heaven. Candy, we appreciate you. How was today's show? We did something a little different. We talked about the double standards. Did those double standards make sense, though? I mean, were they legitimate?
They did, and they do make a lot of sense, and it's true. There is a lot of double standards.
What about the roommate?
What about the roommate, Candy? that's definitely a double standard because it's a problem. I'm sorry for a guy with a roommate. It is what it is. Life is a double standard.
7,400 square feet, though? 7,400 square feet, and he's not even in the same estate? That's still an issue?
Okay, well, that's still an issue. I need you to just have, I don't care if you have 2,000 square feet by yourself, but.
Needs to just
be
yours and yours alone.
Yours alone.
Okay. Hey, there it is then. There it is. And so, moral of the story, don't tell Candy you got a roommate. Just make sure that motherfucker's not around. All right? Don't come home tonight.
Pack your stuff up and take it with you.
Pack your shit up, man. Because
I'm looking.
Hey. That's right.
Women don't find out.
Don't.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be like, why is it two different shoe sizes over there in the foyer?
Why is there a pair of 12 Jordans and there's a pair of 10 Tims?
Nah, something ain't right, bro.
Yeah, that's man. You guys are the best, world's best private eyes. That's for damn sure. Shit. But I can't. Right, thank
guys,
you. Appreciate you.
No worries.
Indeed,
I'll talk
indeed.
To y'all a little bit later.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, man. We pulled it off, man. We pulled it off. I mean, we're about, you know, a little extra, but, man,
yeah.
we really got a lot of good stuff in, man. The double standard is so real, you know, whether we admit it or not. It's real, and I think it may change even a little bit as we mature or as we experience things because, I mean, even with the pandemic situation and everything, it may be a smart move for motherfuckers to move in together. You know what I'm saying? Just for 6 months. So like you said, man, you have a game plan. Like, I don't care how a woman would feel if I decided to move in with my brother or move my brother in or something like that. That's our game plan. You know, how we're going to move forward with our finances and our business plans and things like that. But I don't care what somebody else thinks. They're not making no deposits into my account.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what it boils down to at the same time. Hey, you want to have a good time and hang out?
It's not your job to explain it. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Right. It's like, I know why I'm doing it. And, you know, if it don't fit your standards or whatever, I can respect that. Like, we can just, you know, meet up at a different time. You know what I mean? In life, like, it is what it is.
Maybe, maybe not. Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe, maybe not. Hey, I'd rather have a roommate than have my own spot and that motherfucker be in foreclosure, right? Any day now. All because I'm trying to prove I can stand on my own.
People do it all the time, man. People buy cars they can't afford. People buy penthouses, condos they can't afford. I mean, to prove to people that don't even care. Like, they don't care. So you working 16
really
jobs trying to pay the rent. You 7 months behind, and nah, I'm good with that. I'm good with that struggle.
I'm good with the struggle, man.
Yeah. You can struggle on your own. Like, I'm not, I ain't with that. I done did that already. Like, I'm past that stage of life.
them days are over, man. You gotta make better decisions. By any means.
Definitely.
All right, brother. Well, we pulled it off, man. What is the best way that folks can keep up with the whole movement, man? Everything you got going on. And congratulations, man. Listen, guys, if you, and I have to say this, I know I say this from time to time, I'm so proud of Tone and this entire organization. They have so many platforms, so many things going on. This is, I am not exaggerating. You guys have a magazine out called Naturally. Where is that magazine? What is that magazine, man? I was flabbergasted when I saw the print.
Thick Nation.
Man, can women actually submit to be featured on there?
Yeah, definitely. They can submit, or they can, you know, they can hit us up to set up photo shoots if they want to get in it. It's definitely for, you know, the thick women plus size. So, you know,
Thick Nation, Thick Nation. That was, you threw me off on that one, brother. You threw me off on that. Hey, but just let them know everything, you know, everything that you got going on, how they can stay connected.
Definitely. Well, you can, you know, follow me on all social media platforms, GEI Tone. You can follow the show, Freaky Friday Show _ on Instagram. You can follow the radio station at GEI Radio on all social media platforms. And, you know, just shoot me an inbox, man. You know, shoot me an inbox if you want to get on, or you want to shoot, you want to get in the magazine, or whatever the case may be, just hit me up. I'm always down to give people opportunities and do work. How can they find you, GJ?
Solid. That's solid. You can find me. I'm on IG, GG After Dark, of course. Website is GG After Dark. YouTube, GG After Dark. Everything GG After Dark, and of course on IG. And I didn't look, man. Let me look now on the Freaky Friday. Well, actually, Tone, you take a look on the Freaky Friday Show _ IG. So I can see who's going to get this $25. Did I say $20 or $25?
I think you said $25. I'm not mistaken.
Okay, well, damn. All right. So if I said $25, somebody's going to get $25, and then we'll pick out which one it is. But, yeah, that's how you guys can find me on all those platforms, and we could definitely keep rocking. Every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here. That's what it is.
Definitely. And, again, when we get off the phone, we're going to chop it up about, okay, so Gigi, you got one.
Yep.
It's, I'll text it to you. I'll text you to, yeah, I'll text it to you. I'm not going to say it over the phone. I'll text it to you.
All right.
We're definitely going to chop it up about the IG Live. Even if we just do a recap of, you know, what we did Friday for the people that missed it, 20-30 minute recap, that'd be dope too. But, again, yeah, man, we came back. We back. You know, it is what it
Indeed.
Is. Season two, we're going to turn it up. We're gonna be having guests. We're gonna get a lot. This season we're gonna get a couple more male guests too. You know, we're not just gonna do the females like we did last season. We're gonna get the male guests on too.
We'll get the ladies involved. Yeah,
definitely. So just stay tuned, man. Rock with us each and every Friday, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Myself, G.I. Tone, GG at the Dog. We here. Enjoy the rest of y'all weekend.
We out.
Peace.
Peace.